Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The sermon this morning is based on the gospel lesson I just read from John chapter 15. If you would like to follow along with the written sermon notes this morning, they're found at the bottom of page 3 in your bulletin. This morning we explore one of the 7 I am statements of Jesus found in John's gospel. Jesus said, "I am the true vine." We Americans are great at many things. We are great at being entrepreneurs. We are great at working hard. We are great at defending and celebrating freedom. But there are also some things that we Americans are not so good at, and in my opinion, one of those is abiding. I don't think most of us are very good at abiding. 5 times in 8 verses, Jesus says, "Abide in me." Yet for most of us, abiding is a very difficult thing, a challenging thing. What does abiding look like anyway? We often think of abiding in the sense of meditating and quiet time introspection. And certainly that can be a part of the idea of abiding in Christ. But it really has a more basic meaning than simply that. It means staying connected to, resting in, being relationally connected, and even strengthened. It can be a very active thing, as well as at times a more quiet pursuit. Very often we are not particularly adept at abiding. Maybe that's why Jesus mentions it so many times in a very short span of speaking, by repetition emphasizing its importance in our relationship with Him. And Jesus gives us a vivid analogy as He talks about the connection of a vine and its branches. Just as it is only the branch that remains connected, that abides in the vine, that draws its life and sustenance from that vine, so it is that only the follower of Jesus that remains vitally connected to Christ, the true vine, is the one who bears much fruit. So what do you think? Are you good at abiding? How would you know? What would it look like if you were? To answer these questions, I am going to ask 2 additional questions this morning. The first one is, do I have margin in my life? Do I have margin in my life? Having margin is the idea that I do not schedule my life so full of activities and events that I have no time for growing in my relationship with Jesus or very little time for anything else. When I was first a pastor many, many years ago now, I really had a problem with this. I would schedule my day so full of activities, places I need to be, things I needed to do, that unless everything went exactly according to plan, it wasn't going to work. And so if I had to wait for a train at a railroad crossing, or if that phone call that I estimated was going to be a 10-minute call was 15 minutes, or if that meeting lasted an extra half hour, well, I was done as far as what I thought I needed to get done. And I had no margin. And living that way, in addition to being stressful, means that there is little to no room to devote, to abiding, to growing in Christ, to maturing in faith. Fortunately, one of the things I've learned over the last 32 years is to ease up on that schedule a little bit, to build in some margin in my life. But ask yourself this morning, do I have margin in my life? Do I need to back off on that schedule a little bit to allow some room for abiding? The second question I want to ask you as we think about what abiding in Jesus looks like is this: can I identify spiritual fruit? Jesus speaks of abiding in Him, of being connected to Him as the true vine, and says that those branches that are connected to Him, that abide in Him, that they bear much fruit. They bear much fruit because they are connected to that true vine, that source of spiritual life and forgiveness and grace. And so it is that Jesus' will for our lives is that we would be fruitful followers of Him, that we would bear much fruit. Is that true for you? Are you a fruitful Christian? Are you bearing much fruit because you are abiding in Jesus and His life-giving grace and mercy and spiritual power are flowing into your heart and your life? What spiritual fruits are you bearing? Maybe it's compassion or leadership. Or maybe a particular desire to share the good news of Jesus' love with others who don't know Him as their Savior. Maybe it's generosity or exceptional faith or faithfulness in prayer. Abiding in Jesus happens when there is margin in my life, and it is identifiable by the spiritual fruit that is born. Jesus, as He says, "I am the vine," speaks both a comforting word and a challenging word to we, the branches. First, the comforting word. Jesus said, "Already you are clean." Because Jesus, the true vine, died on the cross for us, we have been washed in His blood. We have been made clean, forgiven. And we have the opportunity, indeed the necessity, daily to be cleaned again because of His grace and forgiveness for us. John says it so beautifully in his first epistle, 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sin, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. That is God's promise, and that is our reality, that we will be cleansed. As we confess our sins to God, as we abide in Him and receive His gift of forgiveness. And for us who abide in Jesus, Jesus also speaks a challenging word this morning. If you bear fruit, you will be pruned. Jesus said it this way: "Every branch that does bear fruit, He prunes, that it may bear more fruit." Pruning plants means cutting out that which is unproductive or diseased or dead. And if you've ever done any pruning, perhaps like me, as you've been ready to squeeze the handles of that pruning shear, you had a few second thoughts. It's a hard thing sometimes to do. And when you get done and look at the plant you've just pruned, well, oftentimes it doesn't really look like much in the moment. We don't like to be pruned by God. Yet God prunes us, God challenges us, God cuts out that which is unproductive in our lives so that we might be ever more fruitful, bearing even more spiritual fruit to be a blessing in the lives of others. This process is often very difficult, and yet that's the way that God works. May you this morning be encouraged by this beautiful word from Jesus. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus now and forever. Amen.